231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com, and it's time for your TNA Impact post-show. December 5th, 2024. We march on to final resolution because that's next Friday. That's right. We're already on the road to another special because for those who missed out, there was one this past Friday. No, we didn't do a post show. Why not? Because the most surprising thing that happened was Cresta Starr's with me as always. So it's always fun to see her. How are you doing, Cresta?
I'm doing fantastic. I had a good time. We were saying that we weren't going to do a post show for the show at WrestleCade. And it's funny, we were like, unless there's news coming out of it. And the news that came out of it involves a question. You know, you guys are smart enough to figure that out. The wrestler's name is a question. Just like someone completing their mission.
I like the one who completes his mission. The other one, hopefully, won't be seen again. But just a word to the wise, and we'll talk about Turning Point here and there. If you're at a convention where, I don't know, you can throw a rock into a crowd and hit a wrestler. If you hit that wrestler again, throw another rock.
I have learned that as much as I enjoy professional wrestling, a lot of people don't care. And that's horrible. And I think that if you are a convention where there are other wrestlers there, like Joel said, let that rock skip. You know, like when you skip rocks on the water?
Mm-hmm.
Let the rock skip. Yeah. I mean, you could have called Joel Pearl. He would have did a run, and he would have did it for free.
AJ Francis was there.
Come on now. And he already knows the storyline.
And he already knows the storyline. He's not the one to complete his mission. That's somebody else. We'll talk about that. There were so many options for you. But either way, we're going to talk about tonight's TNA Impact. And of course, like I said, final resolutions next Friday. Will we do a post show? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on right now. Who knows? We'll talk about that a little later. But also, if you want to get in on the conversation, you can go ahead and you can donate a super chat, any message, question, or statement right on the air. Of course, you can subscribe to our website. You can go to this channel right here. This is Fightful, youtube.com/Fightful, and hit the subscribe and the notification bell so you know all the times we're live or post videos. Tons of great stuff going up. Interviews with Steve Macklin. There's one with the former Cameron Grimes, now known as Trevor Lee, out on the indies. He's working MLW tonight. What else is going on? There's another Steve Macklin interview over on FightfulSelect.com. That's an exclusive one, so go check that out as well. Best $5 in the business. And you can gift your memberships now over on that Patreon platform. So if you're wanting to give, I don't know, your favorite person a Fightful Select membership for the holidays, best $5 in the business. Gift one to Cresta. Gift 50 to Cresta. I don't care.
I'll gift them. I'll re-gift them. I'll rehome your subs to the thirsty wrestling nerds that I know so they can stop asking me and get it from the sauce.
Oh, speaking of sauce, let's get right into it.
Kushida
is the number one contendership for the X Division Championship. Kushida defeats Trent Seven, JDC, Leon Slater, and Ace Austin. I will say right off the bat, this was a fun match. I love that Ace Austin's being worked into singles despite, you know, Chris Bay being out of action and unavailable for the next little while. I like that Ace is still being made to be a big time player, especially in the X Division. Leon Slater is who he is. We talk about him all the time. He is next up. And of course, the stuff with Trent Seven trying to, you know, solidify him as a mid-card heel. But Kushida getting the win here, he's going to face Moose at Final Resolution. What do you think of the match? Or what do you think about Kushida being the number one contender for that title?
This was a lovely X Division match, and I am thoroughly impressed with Leon Slater. Superficially, his gear, that his pants were doing it tonight. I love those little dragon things he had going on. A nice, obviously, purple is one of my favorite colors. The yoink that JDC did to Leon Slater in the beginning of that match when he went to go up and over the ropes for, I guess, a moonsault somersault. JDC, that was a perfect heel move. This entire match with, there was another moment with the top rope armbar on Ace Austin from Kushida. And then Leon Slater breaks it up with a like an Allen Iverson splash. That is so fantastic. And I feel like a Leon Slater later on down the line versus a Moose would be quite interesting. And I would love to see that. It'd be very sports entertained. Kushida winning this match, Kushida versus Moose. I expect Moose. I expect Moose to abuse this man just a touch, but I also expect Kushida to break his arm, figuratively speaking. That match for an X Division match is going to be interesting, but I can't wait to see how that turns out. Moose versus Kushida, like, how's that going to work? But I want to see how that turns out.
Moose can work with smaller guys. He always could. And I know that the match with Kushida is going to be a lot of fun. It's on a short build, so they don't have to do much. They just have to say Kushida is an international star. Moose is Moose. He's a, you know, former world champion. He's the current X Division champion. He, like, the story's easy enough. You don't really need much to build here. I really think Leon Slater, like I said, he remains up next. Maybe as early as Genesis, because they're putting, like, Slater was involved with the tapings. He clearly had a match, you know, at the Fayetteville tapings, and he's going to be competing next week. They announced in a tag match with Laredo Kid. Feels like they're starting to, you know, make the build for Leon Slater. I personally would love for Moose to make Leon Slater. That opportunity is there. And everyone else who's in the field from tonight's match, they all have some sort of pedigree in wrestling of their own. But Leon's the next one, in my opinion. Your thoughts?
I agree 100% with that, especially in like the X Division. In the X Division, period, he fits right in seamlessly. He reminds me of Kushida's partner, Knight, Kevin Knight. Like Kevin those Knight. Two, like just dynamic. And I think that if Moose, in the situation, let's say Moose stays X Division champion, he defeats Kushida. I would love for in a situation going forward where it's Slater versus Moose, and like you say, Moose puts him over, and Slater would be the perfect guy. Like I don't blink twice when I think about Leon Slater in the X Division. Like, he's shades of Ali, he's shades of Kushida. You fit right in. I'm not worried about it. I think he would be an excellent champion, and it'd be a defining moment beating the face of the franchise like Moose.
I love that you brought up Kevin Knight, because I was trying to remember who's that one guy that Moose had such excellent chemistry with. Yeah, it was Kevin Knight. And actually, I did an interview with Kevin Knight along with Jeremy Lambert on In the Weeds, the other show that we host. And we asked Kevin about his experience working with Moose and the matches they had, because they were such standouts. And Kevin Knight was like over the moon about having working with Moose and the chemistry that they had. And also the ties back to Center Stage, because Kevin Knight had his start with TNA at Center Stage in Atlanta. So don't know if that means anything, considering Knight and Kushida are tag team partners. I'd love to see a little tie in there, because Moose, Kushida, Center Stage, Kevin Knight, Kushida, Center Stage. Like, I'd love something there. I don't know if we will, but just thinking about all that, I think there's some good storytelling if Kevin Knight is available for something like that.
Yeah, Kevin Knight is one of those guys, like, I always wonder where he's at, and I'm like, no, that's a New Japan guy. He comes here sometimes.
Yeah. And that's what, and when we asked him about TNA, and he was kind of like, well, we're not really, like, he just said, like, I'm not booked with them right now. So there's no hard feelings. It's just he hasn't been shuffled into their plans, and he's doing really well over New Japan, and he's made a couple of appearances with Ring of Honor as well. So it's good to see a rising star, and I'm hoping that Leon Slater becomes that next rising star as well, because again, Moose and Slater have had some really good chemistry as well moving forward.
Agreed.
Let's get into the tag team match. PCO, Sami Callihan defeat the Good Hands. Not much to say here. PCO gets the assisted senton for the win. Good Hands came out, called Sammy a dirty pig who hasn't showered in months. Accurate. PCO dresses like a child on Halloween. Also accurate. If you're going to be healed, at least be accurate. And these two gentlemen did their best. The big news here was the number 23 being teased on the screen at the end of the match. So I'm guessing PCO's next opponent is a horror thing. What do you think about all this? Who do you think 23 is going to be?
Sorry, I tried to hold that and I thought I could mute in time, but I'm a liar.
My God, you can do it. I believe in you.
Next time, I'm just going to let you guys let it the ASMR. PCO got new music. He got a new entrance. That's not 20 minutes, so good for you.
He's had that for a few weeks.
Do I watch the products? Like, sometimes I joke and say I don't watch wrestling, but I feel like...
So here's the thing. This is every time people say, bring back Jim Johnston to write the WWE theme. And, you know, usually Sean gets that question, and people, and Sean will say, the man's in his 70s. Like, how many bangers does he have left? The last theme that he did was very famously PCO's first theme out of Ring of Honor when he did his TNA theme. They've changed that now. So I think we can finally put to bed the Jim Johnston can come back and write theme music. Not to say that he can't still be a musician, but I think we're ready to move on. But yeah, PCO updated his music a few months ago, I think around Bound for Glory time.
Yeah. I also want to say too, and I'm hoping PCO's fine. I just felt he was moving a little sluggish. However, I did like, if they were masked, if this was part of the plan, then I was sports entertained and fooled. The assisted moonsault and the assisted powerbomb, I thought was fantastic. I thought those were both fantastic. But maybe there was a match. I didn't watch WrestleCade. I'll be real with you guys, as being fat, enjoying turkey and oxtails. Okay. But I enjoyed this match. Also, the number 23, I'm like, Crazy Steve, Michael Jordan, Black Toe Roots. I don't know. I don't know. Father Paul Mitchell. I don't
know. The 23, some people in the chat are saying maybe it's Pentagon Jr. coming back to TNA. I don't hate that. Pentagon's going to be a free agent leaving AEW very soon. And whether or not he goes straight to WWE is up in the air. So I'm sure WWE, if that is his plan, they probably wouldn't mind him going to TNA for a little while. They know how that works. On the other hand, there's a part of me that just thinks it's going to be Sami Callihan.
That'd be crazy. This is the ookie dookie double triple crumble cross. Matt Cardona.
I really think it's just going to be, AO saying in the chat, someone pointed out it could be the date January 23rd, which is also the first live Impact that they're doing in many years. So it could be that's going to be the reveal. I think it might just be Sami Callihan.
I also thought it was a countdown. Because didn't this switch from 24 to 23 and then it just stayed on 23? Or did I make that up?
I don't think I saw that. But if chat saw it differently, they'll let us know. I thought I just saw 23 and that was it. But maybe they saw what you saw. I don't know. But later on in the night, they run into Hammer something. That's what I'm going to call them now. And they're going to have a match. Sammy PCO versus Hammerstone and Jake something next week. Hooray?
Sure. I don't know how to, like, sure, because the way it was such a weird backstage. Was it you? No. Yeah, but I want to fight. Sure. But that was the second one in the night. Because the first one was AJ Francis. Well, hey, give me what I want. Yeah, Santino. Yeah. All right.
It just happened. I keep going back to the Sammy thing. I really think that it's going to be Sammy. And it's just going to be... Sammy as digital media champion, to me, works so much better than literally anyone else. Because Sammy's so online. Like, his whole gimmick was the hacker in NXT, yeah. But then he comes in, and I think it would work. But again, the digital media champion is where it is. It's the low card. It's not important unless somebody like AJ Francis makes it important. Speaking of which, Nick Nemeth goes to cut a promo, so he had a good year, and in comes first class. and it says, oh, you had a good year, but I've had a great year, and I want to cap it off with the TNA World title. And so Nemeth and Francis gets announced for Final Resolution. I think we have to talk about a couple of things. One, let's get our initial thoughts on the announcement of doing this match. Nemeth and Francis, Final Resolution, babyface, heel, pretty straightforward. Atlanta, last show of the year. What did you think when they made the announcement?
Have you ever played Skyrim, Joel?
No, not extensively.
All right. So then what I'm going to say may not make sense to you. But what in the Others speech level 100? The hell was this? What the hell was this? That was literally, I'm going to get a match. And everyone said, oh, no, no, no. Yes. Yes, actually. So I want to hate this, but this man, I watched someone get hustled in 4K. I watched someone get hustled in 4K. And I'm like, bro, this man's a genius. AJ Francis, I didn't like it. That was dirty, but you're a genius. I literally watched this man. I watched Nick Nemeth get talked into a circle, Santino come in, get confused, and book a match. What? I'm not mad. Get your money. Get it where you fit it. And also, shout out to Casey Navarro in the background. Just the face, like, acting. That man was as cinema.
I love that. He abused the save file to get the outcome he wanted.
Yes. Like, literally, I literally watched someone get hustled. Like, literally, like, that's what I watch. I'm like, there's no way you're going to fall for this. And Santino comes out and messes up everyone's names and says, I'm going to book a match. This guy, to quote Nick Nemeth at the end of that promo, that match can't be real. That match can't be real. It can't be real.
So, okay. I know a lot of people were kind of expecting you and I to be annoyed about this or even upset on the internet about this. I like AJ Francis. I like Nick Nemeth. I think they're both very good at what they do. Mm-hmm. Nemeth as a champion has been okay. AJ Francis as a performer, as a guy on the roster, as a main attraction has been great. These two are going to be okay for what is another special 2 weeks after another special. It's fine. But we have to talk about JBL now. They did Nemeth versus Eddie Edwards at Turning Point. JBL came out again, took out Edwards again, and they still haven't talked about it. And they still haven't introduced JBL beyond this showing up and saving Nick Nemeth, and nobody talks to Nemeth about it, and Nemeth just keeps saying, I didn't know he was going to be there. And Santino continues to act like an idiot, and they're just not, there's no connective tissue, and they're not trying to be connecting the dots. And the reason why I think I'm more annoyed with this, Cresta, is because it's been since August, since literally the first title defense for Nick Nemeth. Every single time there's been a live defense, JBL has shown up. And there's only so long that people can wait to hear nothing until they just tell you something. And I've hit that wall.
So,
what are we doing here?
So, as far as how I feel about AJ Francis and Nick Nemeth, I will always stress that me personally, I watch wrestling to be sports entertained. And anytime, once you understand a character's motivation, I think you'll enjoy it a lot more. I know AJ Francis is a weasel, and he's going to weasel himself into any situation. Now, I agree with you with what are we doing with Nick Nemeth and JBL? You've got to explain that. If AJ is the MacGuffin and you have JBL show up again and now you finally say something, I would respect that. But I'm getting to the point, like you said, where I'm beginning not to care. I'm like, okay, so JBL is Nick Nemeth's guardian angel. What are we doing here? Like, what's happening? I don't think I'm at that point yet, but I'm getting there. If by the end of this, if by January, we still don't have an explanation, I'm gonna be like, yo, what's this APA? Get up out of here. It's time to go. I'm not too mad at the AJ Francis thing because this is what you do. Anyone could be the champion and you would finagle your way in there. I understand your character, and Casey Navarro is going to follow you to the ends of the earth. That's fine. That's not offensive. That's well within the rights of wrestling. What's happening on the other end of it, like you said, with Nick Nemeth and JBL, as a fan, I'm waiting for an explanation. I want to give it the slow burn. I want to understand it. But there's nothing, not even breadcrumbs, not even a seed of maybe he might be just showing up, or maybe Nick Nemeth is actually heel. I would like something, or else I don't want to get to apathy where I don't care.
I almost said apathy because they haven't done anything with it. They've given me some good matches on the undercard, and then they get to the Nemeth match, and it's like, why should I care? Because JBL is going to come in and muck the finish. Mm-hmm. There's no interest there. And is he going to do it in Atlanta at Center Stage? Is he going to do that at Final Resolution? This is all I want. If you do it at Final Resolution, I want JBL to either grab a microphone and say something afterwards, mm-hmm. or finally get this figured out, or for Nick Nemeth to finally turn heel, or for JBL to be at the taping the next night and do something. Because if this is just showing up for live shows and no taped appearances, we're really shooting ourselves in the foot moving forward. This can't go on past Genesis. It can't.
And
they've announced that there's a four-way at Final Resolution, and the winner gets a world title shot at Genesis. It's Santana versus Josh Alexander versus Joe Hendry versus Steve Maclin. Preston, when I name you those four competitors, what's the first thing you think about?
Santana's going to win, and what are we doing with Joe Hendry?
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
I thought of that, and I also thought about Mike Santana, Joe Hendry, Steve Maclin, babyface, Josh Alexander. Josh Alexander is done in February. He's told Chris Van Vliet he's done February 15th, 14th, whichever it was. Nick Nemeth is still a babyface for all intents and purposes. So either Nick Nemeth has to turn heel before one of those other three men win, or Alexander's going to win, get the title shot at Genesis on the way out, and we're just biding our time while something else happens. Or they're going to do another babyface build, which you can do, but it's Santana's time. So I'm really like, where are we here?
I think, so let's say in a hypothetical world, you have this match coming up at Final Resolution, Francis versus Nemeth. For whatever reason, no, not whatever reason, JBL comes out because Casey Navarro is cheating. That's what I expect to happen. AJ Francis's character is enough of you, Santino, what's happening? This is the 80th time this old man has shown up. He's the type of character, whether you hate him or love him, who's going to shake it up and force a response from somebody. Either he work here or he don't, or I want a tag match between Nick Nemeth and JBL. Y'all, so if y'all not working together, y'all, somebody needs to say something, because you're not going to screw me, AJ Francis, out of this. I'm trying to screw you, so you're not going to do it. So I could see that happening too, because AJ, he's the type of person like, I'll slap you, and then when you try to hit me back, a teacher, he hit me, and I don't like that. So that's the only other way I could see it happening. But like you said, like, if Alexander's on his way out, Alexander wins that. And I saw someone in chat saying they sacrificed Hendry's momentum for this. I low-key agree. So I feel like, what's the payoff for that? Now Hendry's just waiting in the wings. I feel like in 2024, this was his year. We could have did something with him. And I don't like it.
So now we have to come back to completing the mission. Tonight in the main event, Joe Hendry says he has to complete his mission. I made the joke during the crossover that this is like finishing the story. What happened to Cody Rhodes the first time he went after the world championship?
Said his name was J-O-B because they're calling him Job.
He lost at 39, and then he spent an entire year building himself back up to win it at WrestleMania 40. There's a possibility that Joe Hendry is going to go either all the way to Slammiversary, when this all started, him in the main event, or as far as Bound for Glory, when he finally wins the world championship, as he's potentially out the door in 2025. Because that's what Finish the Story was. And if they're trying to recreate that with Joe Hendry, which, by the way, I would advise against, because we just did it and it was really well done, I don't know if we want to do this again on a lower scale.
That's scary.
But that's where we're at with Joe Hendry.
I mean, just on the surface level, complete the mission, I would expect that from Steve Macklin. Just character-wise. This has got to be some finish the song lyric or whatever. There's something else there. I don't think complete the mission is really the way. There's nothing wrong with it. But then, like you said, it would have to be up to Slammiversary. That's one of their biggest ones, or Bound for Glory. That's one of the biggest shows of the year. But are we going to wait that long? Okay, I could take it, but give me hope. Give me hope, because right now you have them milling around, and that's kind of what's super frustrating about it. Joel, you are cutting out. It's given the popcorn, and I'm hearing it too. I don't know if it's me. Yeah. Nah, it still happens. It's giving you the pop, 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 pop. Is it me?
Me?
Because I can't hear you at all, sir, now. What if I left and came back?
Okay, no.
Try to reconnect real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now that Joel Pearl is away, let's talk about TNA wrestling. It's the Crest of Star Hostile Takeover. But no, we will keep it going. Just talking about Joe Hendry. I do agree with Joel that there is a possibility that we drag it on to the next pay-per-view. Let's just hope for the best. And look, Joel is back. He's back. Say something.
Is it better now?
Yes. Okay. I got the switch. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Hell of a day.
Case, where were we? I got you.
Yes. It's bad. Been a long, long, long week. Okay. Henry, right? We're still on Henry?
Mm-hmm. We were wrapping up our thoughts on Henry and possibly doing something at Slammiversary Bound for Glory 2025, and he's out the door.
Yeah, so Slammiversary is going to be in New York at UBS Arena. They've announced that, and they're coming to LA. By the way, kudos to TNA for trying to do this whole, like, hey, fans, where should we come in 2025? And people, and, you know, people voted. That's great, fan engagement. And then saying, like, oh, we're going to do both, and fan service. Good for you, TNA, wonderful stuff. I'm sitting here just being like, you're going to do both because you can't just win a poll and then call a venue and say, hey, are you available? It's just fun.
I was goofing. Already signed the contract. We're going to make everyone happy. Hey, I'm goofing.
So you know what? Good for them. The fan service works. It's funny stuff. They're going to run UBS, and a lot of the immediate reaction was, how are they going to fill the venue? And there's two sets. Okay, one, if you have someone like Mike Santana as your champion, he's a New Yorker, you hit them hard on the New York market, like you could do really well with ticket sales there. They did Detroit. They did, you know, 4,000 plus for that. And they also did 4,000 Montreal. Like you, it's not impossible. Keep in mind, this is also the company that ran the Alamo Dome in Texas in 2011. And people were like, what the frick are you doing? And really they just ran like a quarter of the Alamo Dome. So anything can be scaled. It's just the use of the venue. So keep that in mind. They'd love a sellout of 20,000 plus, but honestly, I think if they're getting 4,000 or 5,000, maybe 6,000, 7,000, they'll be over the moon. And then they'll be in LA for Bound for Glory. So plenty of space to do it. Again, I'm still stuck on Santana as your guy. And maybe by Rebellion. Sorry, did I say Bound for Glory was in LA? I meant Rebellion. My bad. But maybe you'll have Henry win it by middle of the year.
I mean, it's fine. I guess because we're all chomping at the bit of the year that Henry had, we wanted like immediate wrestler response. Give it to me now. I want it now, yesterday. If the payoff is there, I can wait. And I live in New York. I'll go to the AAT and the A. Also, I'll be in the front row yelling, lose my voice.
We'll get you some tickets if you want. We know who to call. But that all in mind, it's not hard. But that being said, I don't know what it's going to be. People are saying, what if Henry gets the shot at Genesis? Then they got to figure out the JBL story.
Because you are screwing Henry again? Hard,
that's the thing. You can't do it twice. If JBL comes out in December, if he comes out next week, whoever gets the number one contendership has to call out Nemeth now and get the answer right away, what's going on with JBL. Mm-hmm. And then there's also Frankie Kazarian in the background. So like,
oh my God, I forgot about
that. Well, that's how they won the main event tonight. Let's just get to that right now. The main event was Northern Armory and Frankie Kazarian. They won against Eric Young, Jonathan Gresham, Steve Maclin, Mike Santana. Henry was on commentary, that's where the complete submission stuff was. Match was fine. There's not much to say other than Daniel Spencer is, again, a useless distraction of the referee. Gets distracted by Northern Armory, who were trying to break up Jonathan Gresham, who had the octopus on Josh Alexander. And then Kazarian comes in, uses the Kari Shaw trophy on Gresham, and allows Alexander to cover, get the win. There you go. By the way, Maclin versus Alexander, a turning point, fantastic match. Go watch that if you haven't yet.
This main event, shenanigans. I don't like to agree with Joel when he be running down Daniel Spencer, but damn, Daniel Spencer, you was blind. Even the crowd was like, ref, you suck. Tonight was not your night, because I feel like you were reffing another match tonight, and they would let you have it. I mean, Eric Young got jumped. Steve Maclin got jumped in the ring. Like, you... If I'm the ref, I clearly hear a whole bunch of people stomping. That's. And yeah. This match was full of cheating. Tonight was also full of cheating. Shout outs to the system. I don't have much to say outside of that. Besides the double crosshairs was cute, but he didn't hit them both because Travis Williams said, I'm not getting hit by that.
If you are at a TNA show, maybe next week, maybe in the future, and you see Daniel Spencer refereeing a match, you know what he looks like. I want you, the fan, to chant, pay attention.
That's crazy.
And that's how we know that you know. That's how we know. Pay attention.
I'll be cheering, and then I'll be beat up and tossed out the window.
Speaking of toss into things, TNA World Tag Team titles ended a DQ finish, not because of the throwing into things, but because the Hardys defeat the system, because Alicia Edwards hits the Hardys with a kendo stick as the Hardys are setting up a table at ringside for some reason. And Santino Marella comes out afterwards and says there will be a tables match at Final Resolution for the tag titles. I guess it's an excuse for Jeff Hardy to do a top rope swanton onto a table. Okay, sure, do something crazy. I don't have much to say about this match because not much happened other than the beatdown to the DQ finish.
I was confused by the table situation, considering this was not a tables match and that was going to be a DQ if you guys did it. I'm also confused. Like, I'm not confused at the match at Final Resolution. I'm confused at the type of match. If this was caused by a DQ and you didn't like it, Santino, why not make it a cage match or bar this girl from ringside or bar the system? Yeah. Because I'm not mad if you're going to keep the Hardys as champion because y'all in the Carolinas, that's their hometown. Listen, I ain't mad at you. But just make it make sense. Like, Alicia could just come out and cheat again. So why would you make it a no DQ match then? Why not just make it a cage match? I mean, the system will come out and cheat regardless. It just seems a little short-sighted. I mean,
if you've ever been to Center Stage in Atlanta, you'll notice that can't really hang a steel cage from that venue. You have to build the damn thing. But, you know.
I've never been to Atlanta.
Logistics aside.
I'm just saying, make it make sense. I'm not mad that they're forcing it, that they're making it continue. I'm upset that it doesn't make sense.
Fair. That's fair. Yeah, I have nothing else to add to this if you don't.
I don't. Move it on.
GM Miller's backstage with Tasha Steelz earlier in the night said that they're both former Knockouts World Champions, her and Jordynne Grace, her opponent tonight, and that she's a thorn in Tasha's side. And tonight she removes the thorn and something about Pettyville and a permanent residency for Jordynne Grace. I know you like that.
I enjoy being petty, but I don't enjoy following through. I'll say sorry to get you to leave me alone.
Damn.
Like, I'm petty to a point, but then it's like, after I'm like, oh, what do I have to do to make you leave me alone? I don't care. I cared like for 10 seconds. Now I'm hungry.
Well, unfortunately, you ain't going to eat because Alicia Edwards got involved again. Tasha Steelz defeats Jordynne Grace. The crisis of conscience continues. Rosemary's watching from the rafters in the balcony. I thought Rosemary and Masha was going to be a final resolution match. Masha versus Rosemary might be a Genesis match.
I got to tell you, I hated that Zoom. I was like, what are they panning to? And then you got her sitting in the rafters like the crow. I'm like, get it out of here. Get it. And then it was like the crash Zoom, but in reverse, but very slow. So I'm like, at one point they were like off center, real slow. So then it was like really awkward. And then it zoomed out. Then you just saw the ropes. I'm like, hey, yo, and I, please. I don't know what exactly it brought to it, but also, Alicia Edwards, bro, like, you're the worst. Do you want to know? That's why I'm really mad. I didn't hear that at all today. Do you want to know something? I don't know. Something's got to be done about her. I love her boots, but, like, you can't keep interfering in everything. It makes sense why you did, because Tasha's your girl, but you can't keep interfering with her in everything. Something's got to be done.
So it's a good back and forth match. There's a cutter spot that's reversed to the crucifix by Jordynne Grace to a pin. That's a near fall. And Steelz reverses the Shades of Samoa because Alicia Edwards gets involved, gets her feet on the ropes with Tasha Steelz. That's how she pins Jordynne Grace. So it's a cheating leverage pin. And then post-match, Tasha Steelz and Alicia Edwards attack Jordynne Grace. Masha Slamovic comes out and makes the save. Masha Tasha at Final Resolution. It's what it is. It's Masha Tasha.
Masha Tasha.
And it's Masha Tasha. And meanwhile, you had Alicia Edwards trying to beat up Masha and Jordan. And at one point she goes, she's like, don't make me do it. Don't make me do it. And Masha's just laughing at Alicia Edwards. That stuff is fantastic. I love it when Alicia Edwards thinks she's so over the top.
Like, what I feel for Alicia Edwards is like, this is what you want, your heel manager, valet. This is what you want. You're annoying. In the best complimentary possible way. I want you to beat up Ash by Ellie for my sports entertainment. Nobody else's.
Well, Ash by Elegance and Heather by Elegance are a little busy because Spitfire is upset. Jody's upset. She lost the match. Danny says this isn't the tag team wrestling. They're supposed to dominate Danny versus Heather by Elegance next week. Spitfire's got to drop those tag titles. It's not a resolution.
Wait, I thought Heather by Elegance, I mean, the Elegance girls were, wait, I'm so confused. Did they? I don't watch this show.
Spitfire has not yet dropped the tag titles.
I think there's something better for Spitfire to do, but you know, it must continue.
Next week on the show, it's Leon Slater and Laredo Kid versus the Rascals, Rosemary versus Zaya Brookside, Hammer Something versus PCO Callahan, Heather by Elegance versus Danny Luna, First Class and Tasha Steele are going to team up. That's interesting. Against Joe Hendry, Nick Nemeth, and Masha Slamovich. It's going to be a fun show next week. That's the go home to Final Resolution, which is the next night, December 13th. Is that Friday the 13th? My God.
Jason has on a snow mask. Dun, 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 dun.
Snowy here in Toronto. Is there anything else in the show that we missed? I don't think so. We did a pretty good dent on a lot of talking points.
Yeah, no, I feel like this show respectfully was just. See you next week, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into Impact Wrestling. My name is Big Crest, the star. This is Matt Matthew Varial. Thank you so much. It was a fine show. I never am disappointed in the wrestling. You know what I mean? But as far as things to sink your teeth into, we hit the 23 with PCO, the cheating from Alicia Edwards. We're professionals, Joel. They'll have you think differently.
Well, I mean, after tonight, I don't know if I'm so professional using these cans and this setup. Wasn't great. Sorry, folks. I'll be out better next time. Crest of Star, where can the people find you? What you got going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's always fun to see you here. I'm here every Thursday and every Saturday, even though I haven't been here because of the holiday seasons. But I go over TNA with Joel Pearl on Thursday. Saturday, we go over the AEW Collision post show with Rick and Iridian. And you know what? Tonight, after this stream, I'm going to be live on my Twitch channel. We're going to play some video games and talk wrestling. Because I do stream wrestling stuff over on twitch.tv/CrestaStar and TikTok.com/@CrestaStar. I'm on Blue Sky too. Anywhere you could type Crest the Star. We don't promote that other muskrat app because to the dust. But yeah, after this stream, maybe like 10-20 minutes, I'm gonna go play some games. We're gonna talk Vince McMahon documentary. I finally watched it. I'm late to the party. Joel Pearl, what you got going on? Where can the folks find you? Not in the weeds tomorrow.
I won't be on the weeds tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be on Monday. That's, you know, a spoiler alert. My mom's in town. So when my mother comes to visit, I try to spend time with my family. So that's what I'm doing. And also, she takes the room that happens to be my office. So that's our guest room /office space. So I won't be on in the weeks tomorrow. Sorry, folks. I wasn't on this past Wednesday because I was sick. So whatever, not important. I'll be back, okay? TNA post show got my post haircut because I didn't show my face the last few days, okay? But normally, I'm in the meads. Wow, I'm done. In the weeds, Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern on Fightful Overbooked. Toss a like on this video, please, for the love of God. Make me feel better. Say nice things in the comments. I'll have my microphone back next time. For Crest of Star, I'm Atrial Pearl. JOELPEARL. Find me on the non-X-related social medias, and we'll see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.